That's fantastic. So I guess I'll have to ask the obvious questions. Any mentions of UFOs that in any of the transcripts, and any secrets that you want to reveal to us today on the spaceship?
I'm afraid I can't talk about that.
Now you've done it.
No, of course not. There were some things having to do with personalities and conversations with Deke and stuff like that that the guys didn't want to have on the public record, and I understand the need for that. But no sightings of UFOs, no crystal structures on the surface, nothing hidden. Plenty of wonderful things to find out about. The command module pilots had trained with a geologist named Farouk Albaiz and did marvelous work in describing what they were seeing from orbit, seeing things that Farouk had warned them they might be able to see in terms of geologic formations and stuff like that. And the later crews, of course, had more time to devote to the science, and they did a magnificent job. Mike Collins didn't do much in terms of describing what was going on because he was the first person to fly a command module all by his lonesome for that long of a time. So he was plenty busy.
I'd urge people to jump on now and go to the Apollo Lunar Service Journal if you've got an interest in space and particularly the Apollo missions. There's just a wealth of material there, and it keeps growing by the week, by the sound of it. And we'd like to thank you for the efforts that you're putting into this, and it's a wonderful resource for now and for the future. What are the plans for the site? Just bigger, better? Any thoughts?
I get emails from people fairly frequently, not as frequently as when it first went on, but people who have questions, people who have information that they think may be useful, people who've played around with the images. We have a fun section of who parked that car on the set, and others with showing how difficult it is to figure out how far away things are because you have nothing for reference on the lunar surface. People who write to say, how can I help? There is, of course, a core group of people who are very knowledgeable about Apollo, and I can, we have a discussion group, an invitation-only discussion group, and I can just say, I've got a question about this. Can anybody help? And somebody will know the answer or be able to find the documentation.
And it sounds like NASA is supporting you, and obviously they host your site, so they're supporting you and allowing you to go into archives if you need to, that type of thing.
Yeah, NASA's been very supportive of this since we approached the History Office about the possibility of them hosting the site. I think it's a mutually beneficial arrangement because we can answer questions that they get, both from the public and from internally from NASA or from Congress or what have you.
All right, we're about to wrap up here. There's a couple of other things that you're involved with anyway. There's a Working on the Moon website that's linked from the Apollo Lunar Surface Journal, and also there's the Alan Bean Virtual Gallery. Do you want to just quickly talk about those two?
Working on the Moon is an attempt to pull together information about specific topics that appear in the journal. It's scattered and all over the place. The journal's a huge thing. And finding stuff, unless you know the site intimately, is not easy. So, for example, earlier we were looking at a page about the lens brush that the J mission crews used to clean the camera lenses and what have you. And so I pulled together a little description of the lens brush and then links to every place in the journal where the lens brush is mentioned. The Alan Bean Gallery is a joint website put together by three friends of Alan, me, and Ken Glover, who's also my colleague with the journal, and Uli Lotzmann in Germany. Alan Bean was very interested in having us put together a website of all of his paintings and the stories that he has written for those. He sends us We help him with questions he has about the content of the paintings, and then provides us with the final photographs of the work and the stories and what have you. It's been fun stuff.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Eric, it's been wonderful to talk with you. Thank you for allowing me into your home and to spend so much time with me explaining what your work and your the background of how you've come to where you are and the fact that it's an ongoing living thing. For all of us space geeks around the world, we thank you for what you're doing. Keep it going. Keep it moving along. Thank you for joining us on the Space Show.
It is my pleasure. As I said earlier, I do the journal in part because it lets me participate in the missions. And it is a delight to have everybody who is in all the journal's many friends around the world along on the trip.
Thank you.